Just I passed through one the other day.
Coming one of those passes?
Yeah. You ever hear them called a notch or a gap?
Yeah, we've got one. They call it the Jip Ridge over here. You came through disappointment. Yeah. They call that Jip Ridge.
Okay. Call it a ridge. Uh-huh. Right. Jip Ridge. What are the couple other words that I've heard when I've been out here out in Colorado I wanted to ask you about? One is Badlands. What are they?
Well, I don't know. If it's Badlands, it's where they don't raise anything. And also it's rocky, unproductive.
Okay. And the other word I heard a lot is High Plains.
High Plains is what I always called is more or less the flatlands, like along that Lyman, Colorado, as I see where it's pretty flat, or the in New Mexico.
That's exactly, that's what the rancher there told me. He said, we live in the High Plains.
High Plains.
So mm-hmm. You're exactly right. Another word I've heard a lot is hole, as in like Jackson Hole. And I was wondering what a hole is. I mean, I know it's not just a...
I don't know. That's another word that I would call kind of a basin. I heard that on the news a lot, Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Yeah.
And that's where all the elk congregate in the wintertime.
So it's a place with water?
Yeah, it's a place with water, and it seemed like it's a good winter refuge where there isn't as much snow there as there is in the mountains. Mm. And that's where they seem that the elk congregate when there's a bad, you know, winter or heavy snowfall.
And what's the difference, these are just kind of geographic, what's the difference between a mountain and a hill?
Well, a mountain, I always say, is a lot taller and has a lot of rocks on it, and a hill is more or less, mostly more dirt than hill, and you could climb it, where okay. You can't the mountain, okay. I would say.
Okay. And if in this area, if there was a real deep gully, what would that be called?
We always call it an arroyo.
Spell that for me.
A-R-R-O-Y-A, an arroyo.
Okay. Was it ever called a draw, or is that something different?
Well, we got a place down here, they call it Sharp's Draw, and it's just kind of it's one of them dry creek beds. But, like you say, a gully or draw or something like that.
Okay. And one other thing, I was just visiting it today, this over at, it's that big national park over at Montrose, where they have that big, deep... ravine. What is that called? There's also the one down in Arizona called the Grand One.
Oh, the Grand Canyon?
Yeah.
Now this, I don't know what this is. I guess I've never seen it.
Maybe it's Black Canyon?
Black Canyon.
Black Canyon in of Gunnison. Oh, over here at Montrose?
Yeah.
Huh. You know, I guess we were over there, but we didn't see that. Which way?
It's towards Gunnison.
What is, I was wondering, what is a canyon? Do you know? Do y'all
canyon have... is just like a deep gully with a cliff along the side that looks like you look down and you can see down, 300 feet?
A long way. They said you could set the Empire State Building down in there and still have a lot left.
Right, uh-huh.
It's amazing, it really is. Mm-hmm. I was wondering about what you would call a place where water was flowing along and then all of a sudden drops off real rapidly.
They call it falls. Okay. I don't know what... But we don't have too much of that here.
Are there other words you might use for fast-moving water? What would you call water that was moving really fast? You ever call it a white water or a cast?
Well, yeah, they do that when they did call it white water rapids when the river was high, before the dam was in, when those rafters wanted to go down the river. Yeah, white water. I've heard of that name, white water.
And are there... Are there wild flowers in this area that bloom, volunteer?
Mm-hmm. Sunflower.
Okay.
And there's another one. What's that? Looks like that wild rhubarb. What is that? That flower?
Skunkweed. Indian paintbrush.
Indian paintbrush. And sago lily. And then there's also that, that soapweed, that Indian stuff, make that yucca plant. And it blooms pretty, it's kind of yellow.
Okay.
So there's a few wildflowers in it.
Okay. We're close to being finished, so just...
Uh-huh.